Nolte, Major League Baseball, Budweiser, Disney, and Target Hate You. By John Nolte on May 24, 2023. Major League Baseball, Budweiser, Disney, and Target are spreading hate and targeting innocent children with perversions. Major League Baseball hates you. The Los Angeles Dodgers have invited a full-fledged hate group to spread its hate during Pride Night on June 16. This hate group calls itself the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. But all it really is a bunch of degenerate perverts who engage in blasphemy. Its whole reason for being is to attack and defile the Christian faith. This group of cruel gays and transvestites exists only to shove its hatred of Christianity into the face of Christians. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence is nothing more or less than a vicious hate group. And Major League Baseball has extended it an invitation, has brought it under the umbrella of the MLB imprimatur, and is legitimizing and normalizing hatred of Christians. Major League Baseball hates you, wants to ridicule the thing you hold most dear, and wants you to feel degraded and insulted. Most of all, Major League Baseball wants to sexualize your children prematurely. Why? Why else? Once your children's souls, spirits, and innocence are destroyed, degenerates can do whatever they want with your children. You might say, hey, that is only the Dodgers. That is not all of baseball. Well, hey, whatever it takes to keep your denial in check. Godspeed, pal. And why is MLB having a Pride Night? Why is baseball celebrating sexual practices? What is next, doggy style night? Budweiser hates you. The former king of beers offered a paid sponsorship to the following. A man in a dress who prances around like an astonished reindeer mercilessly and cruelly mocking women every bit as much as minstrelsy mocks black people. Think about what the transvestite Dylan Mulvaney represents. He is either mentally ill, engaging in the public exhibitionism of a sexual fetish, viciously mocking women, or all three. And what did Budweiser do? In front of the whole world, the king of beers sought to legitimize and normalize behavior so destructive it leads to suicide, permanent surgical mutilations, and damnation. Budweiser hates you. The Walt Disney Company hates you. The Walt Disney Company is openly and brazenly grooming your children and promoting self-destructive behavior far beyond premature sexualization. After spending decades gaining the trust of you and your children, which is what all child molesters do, Disney is now exposing your children to the joys of being gay, a transvestite, a drag queen, or a transsexual. Disney is openly and aggressively interfering with the normal sexual development of your children as a means to allow degenerates to exploit and abuse them. Disney is desperate to normalize exposing children to adult sexuality, to normalize the path to unhappiness, disease, suicide, and hell. Target hates you. Look at what Target is desperate to expose your children to. Target is openly and proudly doing business with Satan worshippers. Satan worshippers. Look around. We are so far beyond live and let live. For as long as I have been alive, this country has been able to peacefully coexist with transvestites, transsexuals, and even Satan worshippers. But this is no longer live and let live. No, what we now have is some of the world's largest and most powerful corporations, Major League Baseball, Budweiser, Walt Disney, and Target, actively abusing our trust to expose and normalize hate and to target innocent children with perversions, Satan worship, innocence-shattering images, and men so evil they want to dress up as women and behave sexually in front of little boys and girls. This appalling, immoral, and un-American behavior is costing these companies billions of dollars, and still, they do it. What does that tell you? Flashback, fill in your preferred pronouns with Kellogg's LGBTQ Pride cereal. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.